My brother admired everything that was mechanical, from simple tin toys and gramophones to the most intricate machine tools. Often, he showed me the Bolero factory. My brother admired everything that was mechanical, from simple tin toys
Ravel
and gramophones
loved musical
to
toys.
The most intricate
mechanical crickets,
tools.
Malfunctioning
Often,
clocks.
He showed
he
me
also
the
had a fondness
factory.
For out-of-tune pianos and old quavering gramophones.
He served as an ambulance driver in World War I. He found the drums of war threatening and frightening.
He served as an ambulance driver in World War I. He found the drums of war threatening and frightening.
He served as an ambulance driver in World War I. He found the drums
he
of war threatening
He served as an ambulance driver in World War I. He found the drums of war threatening and frightening.
My brother admired everything which was mechanical, from simple tin toys and gramophones
Ravel loved
to the
musical
most
toys,
machine
mechanical
tools.
Crickets, malfunctioning
Often,
clocks.
He showed me the Bolero
He also
factor.
Had a fondness for out-of-tune pianos and old quavering gramophones.
In his childhood, my brother often visited factories with our father. It was these machines, their clicking and roaring, along with the Spanish folk songs sung to him by our mother, that formed his first instruction in music. The ultimate convergence of these machines and Spanish songs is the bolero.
Even Ravel's life has been
Often,
characterized
he showed
as bolero.
The bolero factory. My brother was captivated by the writings of Edgar Allan Poe and considered him one of his teachers of composition.
Charles Dickens, in a note outlying before me, alluding to an examination I once made of the mechanism of Barnaby Rudge, says, "By the way, are you aware that God converted Caleb Williams backwards? The first involved his hero with difficulties, forming the second volume, and then the first."
He found the drums of war.
He served as an ambulance driver in World War
I. I don't think this precise mode of procedure.
He served as an ambulance driver in World War I.
He found the drums of war threatening and frightening.
He served as an ambulance driver.
He found the drums of war threatening.
He served as an ambulance driver in World War I.
Nothing is more clear than that.
Ravel went to the piano and played a melody with one finger. Don't you think this theme has an insistent quality? He asked. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development.
The ultimate convergence of these machines and Spanish songs is the bolero. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development.
I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development.
In his childhood, my brother often visited factories with our father. It was these machines, their clicking and roaring, along with the Spanish folk songs sung to him by our mother, that formed his first instruction in music.
He served as
the ultimate convergence of these machines and Spanish songs
he found the drums of
is
war,
the
bolero. And frightening. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development.
My brother was captivated by the writings of Edgar Allan Poe and considered him one of his teachers of composition. He spoke often of using ostinato machines. He spoke often of using ostinato machines. He spoke often, and using ostinato.
I'm going to repeat it.
My brother was captivated by the writings of Edgar Allan Poe and considered him one of his teachers of composition. Spoke often of endless gypsy scales. My brother often visited factories with our father. It was these machines, their clicking and roaring, along with the Spanish folk songs sung to him by our mother, that formed his first instruction in music. The ultimate convergence of these machines and Spanish songs is the bolero. My brother went to the piano and played a melody with one finger. Don't you think this theme has an insistent quality? He asked. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. I'm going to repeat it a number of times without any development. He spoke often of endless gypsy scales. He spoke often of endless gypsy scales. He spoke often of using ostinato machines. Simple tin toys and gramophones to the most intricate machine tools. Often, he showed me the bolero factory.
Ravel was fascinated by bells, clocks, chimes, and metronomes.
In his childhood, my brother often visited factories with our father.
Ravel was fascinated
was these
by
machines,
bells, clocks,
clicking,
chimes,
roaring,
and metronomes.
Along with the Spanish folk song sung to him by our mother. That formed his first instruction in music.
As new cathedrals,
the ultimate convergence of these machines and Spanish songs is the bolero.
Illuminated and captured, frozen by brilliant flashes of sparks. He thought of factories as new cathedrals with choirs and machines and the workers like monks.
He thought of factories
as
new cathedrals with choirs and machines
and
the workers like monks or priests.
Illuminated
and captured,
as new
frozen by brilliant flashes
and
sparks.
And the workers like
he thought of factories as new cathedrals with choirs and machines, and the workers like monks or priests, illuminated and captured, frozen by brilliant flashes and sparks. Even as a child, he was sensitive to music, to every kind of music.
Even Ravel's life has been characterized as bolero.
In Morocco, amid the exotic scenery, strange, endless scales, and the wailing of the mullah calling the faithful to prayer, my brother was surprised to hear a young man whistling. My brother was captivated by the writings of Edgar Allan Poe and considered him one of his teachers of composition.
Holding in view these considerations, as well as that degree of excitement which I deem not above the popular, well not below the critical, taste, I reached once what I conceived the proper length for my intended poem.
I can still see him at home, seated in a chair on the balcony which gave him view of the surrounding countryside, a view he loved so much. I can still see him sitting with a distant, forlorn gaze. I became uneasy and asked, "What are you doing there, dear Ravel?" He replied simply, "I am waiting."
He said to me, "I have so much music in my head. I have said nothing. I have so much more to say."
I became uneasy and asked, "What are you doing there, dear Ravel?" He replied simply,